From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, November 12th. Three Chico businesses announced last week they're closing their doors for good. Baked goods food truck Lovely Layers Cakery has announced its closing on November 22nd. Owners of the noodle and bao restaurant, Mamona, said it will close at the end of December after 10 years in business. The Winchester Goose will also close on December 31st. The eateries joined several notable Chico businesses that have shut down in the past year. In other news, the city of Chico started its seasonal leaf pickup program Monday. The program gives residents an easy way to dispose of their leaves, which have already started piling up this fall. It also helps prevent localized flooding and keeps debris from clogging up the creeks. Property owners of commercial or multifamily properties larger than a triplex aren't allowed to place leaves in the street. Instead, the city says to put them in a yard waste container or take them to the city's compost facility. It has a free leaf drop-off through December. Crews don't follow a set pickup schedule, but they're starting in the southwest section of the city. From there, they'll head north in a clockwise direction until the entire city is serviced. The route can take up to 6 weeks to complete. And Pacific Gas and Electric is urging residents to take extra safety precautions as portions of the North Fork Feather River will have higher water flows this month for whitewater recreation. PG&E has scheduled higher flows for the weekends of November 15th and 22nd, which will cause the Po Reach part of the river to have Class 3, 4, and 5 rapids, which are for skilled paddlers. Po Reach is the 7.6-mile portion of the North Fork Feather River in the Plumas National Forest in Butte County between PG&E's Po Dam and the Po Powerhouse upstream from Lake Oroville. Also, the number of people experiencing homelessness in Yuba and Sutter counties has decreased by 14% in the last 2 years. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more on the latest report from the Yuba-Sutter Homeless Consortium.
The data is from the consortium's point-in-time count on housed residents are surveyed to track the number and demographics of the area's homeless population. The 2025 count surveyed over 800 people across both counties, both in shelters and on the streets. The majority of unsheltered homeless people were over the age of 45. A large number of them were chronically homeless, and many had experienced domestic violence in their past. The consortium notes that a number of unhoused people may have been incarcerated during the count. That, combined with cold weather the night of the survey, could have contributed to lower numbers. But they still believe there has been a reduction in homelessness overall. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Additionally, California's two U.S. senators say they voted against the deal to reopen the federal government because it does not include an extension of Obamacare subsidies. The California Report's Joseph Gia has more.
Senators Adam Schiff and Alex Padilla voted no on the first procedural step on the measure. Padilla, in a statement, says the agreement does nothing to stop what he calls the Republican-made health care crisis or stop premiums from doubling for millions of Americans. Schiff says he's adamantly opposed to the deal that leaves a health crisis unaddressed. The Senate and the House still need to approve the plan, which would fund the government through January 30th.
That was the California Report's Joseph Gia. A new state law is making it easier for high school students in California to attend college. Effective January 1st, eligible seniors will be granted direct admission to 16 California State University campuses. The law aims to remove barriers to entry for students and also support universities experiencing decreasing enrollment. State Senator Christopher Cabaldon says the new law is a fundamental rethinking of what it means to attend college.
That's kind of the measure of how we treat higher education. Like who is the most selective? Who has the most barriers to get in? They must be the best. And CSU's position is, no, that shouldn't be how we measure ourselves. If you can succeed at CSU, we should welcome you with open arms.
Cabaldon says most California college-bound students are looking at CSUs, so this law will create the broadest amount of access. He also said he's looking at ways to potentially free up seats at University of California schools, though Cabaldon noted that most don't have the capacity to guarantee an advanced admission. The new law will roll out to more than 900 districts across California. And finally, the city of Chico is asking residents to share how they think local road safety could be improved. City officials have created a public survey as part of the local road safety plan. The city will take that feedback, along with traffic data, to create a plan that aims to reduce injuries and fatalities on streets. Officials say projects that could stem from the plan include updated signage or enhanced pedestrian or bicycle facilities. The survey is open until December 15th. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, November 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.